John, good to talk to you.
You too. You're one of the few radio guys I know.
Wow, that's very, very cool. And you've been on a lot of stations, so that means a whole lot.
Spoken to a few, yes.
You got a show tonight, a few hours away, with Sheryl Crow. How did you two guys get together, decide to do a tour?
It was actually someone else's idea. Probably, you know, it's a great idea. I just wouldn't have thought of it myself because I would have thought that she wouldn't want anything to do with me. But she did, and it's just a really organic connection, I think, between the two of us in terms of what we're trying to be as musicians. And the fans went out.
Have you guys talked at all during the tour about maybe doing something together, you know, recording-wise at some point?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about it last night. We actually had a little mixer.
Cool.
Between the two camps. And, yeah, you know, I mean, as a writer, I'm always interested in other people's sensibilities and how they would mesh or clash, even, and cool stuff could come from it. So it could happen.
Well, clearly you've been working with a lot of people the last couple of years. After Heavier Things came out, you know, you got with Herbie Hancock and John Scofield, a number of others.
Yeah.
What was it like to work with some of these guys who I assume were probably, you know, inspirations for you coming up in the music business?
What was it like? Scary, awesome, intense, and changed my music because of it. You know, singing the Ray Charles tune with John Scofield, I Don't Need No Doctor, did a lot for my singing. I would never have written a song, for instance, that went that high. So to hear myself sing that, and it's an amazing way to find out where some other ideas are that you could reach for. And obviously the resume is just stunning to be able to add that to it, you know.
You really hit some high notes on that song. It sounded great, but, you know, we never would have thought, wow, we're going to hear this from John next. And
yeah, people didn't know it was me, which is really cool. And actually, every time a single comes out, it's not the easiest thing in the world from the downbeat of the song to tell who it is. I kind of like that, but yeah, I remember that day very well when I was in the studio, and I don't want to go so far as to say, like, the spirit was in the room, but it was pretty close to that kind of ideal where you're singing and something else is singing behind you, you know.
Well, I remember a day specifically about 2 years ago, one of these radio get-togethers, and you were at a dinner in Denver, and I was sitting across from you at this dinner, and it seemed to me like you were at the point where you really wanted to do some different things and get back to maybe a bluesier sound.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe at that point you were unfairly pegged into a certain corner?
Absolutely not. There's nothing unfair about having hits.
Right.
Nothing at all. But what you can have when the wrong, well, not the wrong songs, but anybody in life has to take a look at their trajectory behind them and take measure of how close they are to where they wanted to be. And for me, I had everything except a few things that kind of bothered me. They would have bothered me had they continued on, had I continued to be the give us the sensitive singer-songwriter slow ballad and then do what you want on the rest of the record. I really had to fight, and I think I won, but I had to fight real time to be able to pull it back to where it needs to be, and I really feel great about where it's situated now.
So do you feel it was kind of a necessary thing to step away from the normal last year in 2005 and work with some other people and do the live album?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. I mean, I'm in control of my career, and I never want to forget that, and it's an amazing thing it's almost like, you know, it is owning your own business, you know, and I can take the business anywhere I want to take the business, and deciding that it was growing a little too much in one arm and wanted to kind of restructure it a little bit, and now I feel like with Continuum, I've got an open road now, you know. I don't think I would have had the open road or Continuum if I hadn't been able to take a break for a minute, you know.
Well, we're excited about the record. Comes out Tuesday, Continuum, and I noticed you put the song Vultures on there, which was my favorite cut off the live album Try. Why did you put that one back on this album?
You know, I took every song from the trio and held it up over kind of my music, my solo records, and tried to figure out which ones fit, and Gravity and Vultures are the ones that fit. I mean, there's some other songs that are so up to Steve and Pino that when they're not there, it doesn't sound like the same tune, you know. I mean, I could have put Good Love Is On The Way on the record, and then I would have had to go out and try and match Good Love Is On The Way the way it feels. So the Vultures and Gravity are the two songs that most feel like a solo record, you know.
Well, we're excited about this record, and it's just so, you know, it's kind of surreal for us because we're talking about this a lot on WTTS when we play the single, and we all think, you know, a lot of us that are here now were here 5 years ago when you came by in a van and you played in the conference room,
right.
and you know, you went to the Cage Match Hall of Fame with No Such Thing.
That's right.
Back the first entrant in the Cage Match Hall of Fame all those years ago. You know, your life must have changed a lot, but, you know, has it changed that much besides the fame and fortune?
Fame and fortune. It sounds so much like that. Yeah, but, you know, not because of music. Any of the changes in my life are changes that anybody would have, and I'm really happy to have them. I'm actually really happy to have those lessons and learn from them and make mistakes and all that stuff. So, yeah, life has changed. I don't know how much it's changed because of what I'm doing, because I want to be doing it so much. So I haven't ever wondered what it would have been like if I wasn't doing this, because that thought frightens me.
Well, you're out there with Continuum right now. I'm sure you don't want to look too far ahead, but is there a different album you want to make?
You've tried The next record will be very different, yeah. The next record's going to be a lot more acoustic, a lot more kind of raw. It's going to be cool. It's going to be me strumming an acoustic guitar.
That's always a good thing. We are so excited about the record. You have been a great friend to WTTS, and we're so happy to see you doing so well. And we can't wait for a great show tonight, John.
Well, I'll see you tonight.
All right, John, have a great one. Thanks for calling in this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thanks, you too.
All right, take care.
All right, take care. Bye.